Hello, everybody. Welcome to this episode of my podcast, Edification and Well-Being, previously called PEN Health Beyond Fitness. In this podcast, I explore the worlds of health and education from a sociocultural, historical, philosophical, psychological, and scientific perspectives, and how these affect how we see, react, and engage in learning and healthy practices. Edification is the instruction or improvement of a person morally or intellectually. This concept is also synonym with building up, improvement, and development. Well-being is the state of being comfortable, healthy, or happy, and it is also defined as a good, satisfactory condition of existence. I am your host, Juan Baez, or JB for short. I possess a bachelor's in physical education, a double MBA in global business management and international marketing, and various certifications in exercise and fitness training. I have an insatiable fascination for human health, behavior, and learning. I have been working in the education and health fields for over 16 years, having worked at schools, gyms, fitness studios, physical and occupational therapy clinics, fitness and health-related equipment and product companies, as well as a freelance personal trainer and exercise coach. Over the years, I have worked with students, rehabilitation patients, elders, workers, athletes, of all ages and different sports, along other health, education, business, and other professionals, and with people from all walks of life. Based on my experience, I have come to the conclusion that our education and health are missing something. Join me, and let's explore together these topics as they evolve. Let's go back to the past and learn about their origins. Let's talk about them and see how we can implement old practices and new ideas and methods in order to find more efficient and intuitive ways to learn and live healthy. Hey, what's up, everybody? Coach Juan here, again, with an episode of Edification and Well-Being. Well, today is not an episode like the regular ones. I'm not sharing any research sharing research and stuff. I just to keep the postings, I wanted to just say a few words before the year end, and that way, perhaps with a couple of news, and that way I can start the next year with fresh material and whatnot. So, I mean, Christmas have already passed. Today is Thursday, I think. Yeah, Thursday. And getting ready for the New Year's Eve festivities and going with family and friends. We're going to have a lot of fun and drink and eat and, you know, do Christmas Eve Puerto Rican style, you know, roasted pork and rice and pigeon peas and potato salad and bunch of beer and whatnot. And I think I was thinking about that, right? How important, at least in my case, you know, I'm Puerto Rican, and for us it's very important to celebrate Christmas the way we've done traditionally. Not that I haven't done Christmas a different ways, at least try to apply Christmas or things from other cultures in Christmas and with different people. I love that. But it is important to, what I'm trying to go is important to enjoy life, right? In my case, it is not always those moments that you have all, you know, family together. I will still miss my family in Puerto Rico. My whole family is there. My wife's family is here in Florida. We'll be having fun with them. But, you know, having this podcast being about, you know, health and wellness and physical education and fitness and education in general and well-being and how to build up as a person and as an individual and as an organism and as a society in general. When it comes to these things like exercising and diet, you know, for special moments, I've always been the guy who have always say, you know, if you invite me to a party, I will be the first one who say, hey, do you want me to bring beer, or do you want me to bring whiskey or wine or rum? I'll be the first one who is going to offer himself or myself to cook something, whatever it is. And I'm not going to put a diet or an exercise regime or a nutritional regime before having fun and enjoying life with the people I care about. Whatever food happens to be there, you know, there is always another day. If you heard the podcast before, I'm not a diet person anyways. I've never promoted that. As long as there is no specific medical need, diets technically have no use for health per se. So I recommend, hey, you know, go and have fun, enjoy, you know, the festivities with your family and with your friends. And, you know, if you are a person who drinks, get your drinks, just don't abuse, you know, as long as you wake up conscious the next day, then in my book, that's all right. But there's nothing wrong with getting a little tipsy and, you know, laughing a lot. And again, as long as you behave well and respect people, there should be no issue. That's part of life, and that's part of health too, right? To enjoy life. If you feel like you want to work out or do some exercise, do something. But like, you know, don't wake up on January 1st and torture yourself, like either vomiting or, you know, causing the gag reflex or whatever it is called to vomit, or, you know, don't go out and torture yourself outdoors or in the gym. Because you ate too much. There is no such thing ever as eating too much when you're having fun with the people you like. So just take one step at a time. These are my recommendations, and I would say somehow a reflection for the end of the year. I mean, if you are a fitness or a health professional or coach or educator, and you have clients under you and all that, try to be open with them. You know, let them enjoy life. Don't choke them with beliefs that, you know, eating three spoons of this, you know, extra spoons of that is going to just kill everything that they have ever progress or whatever that they have earned. And be realistic with them. And if you're a person who exercises or you're a person who are looking into exercising now for the new year, listen, I wrote a blog a year ago about finding solutions and not resolutions. And I've always had an issue with resolutions because even as a not necessarily as a trainer, but when I was working as a chef and even when I was working in sales or, you know, like finishing my studies and whatnot, you always put these resolutions that are so far away from reality. And you end up frustrated. You end up angry at yourself and at the world and angry with everything just because you couldn't end up doing the things that you set up to do. And I wrote the blog and I shared it with my online clients and I printed it and I shared it with my in-person clients. And it was perhaps instead of creating, you know, resolutions that are not realistic and practical, but perhaps we should sit down and see what works for us. I was talking with my wife the other day. There was a colleague of hers that, you know, everybody's looking to lose weight now at the beginning of the year. And I'm like, well, if she's open to listen, tell her that, you know, take things slow. Don't rush on the January 1st right away and go into the gym because your friends go there or because that's the best offer that you've seen. As a physical educator. And a trainer that has been working in this for almost 20 years, I have learned, and this is a real statistic, that 90% of the people who joins the gym or joins a trainer or joins a diet or joins whatever it is to lose weight or to get fit or whatnot at the beginning of a year ends up quitting within the first 3 months or so. Sometimes I think the majority of that 90% ends up quitting in the first month because, again, unrealistic goals and falling prey of special offers that, you know, sell dreams, but not reality. So I'm always telling people, sit down before rushing to the gym. Literally sit down and talk with yourself. Why is it that you want to lose weight? I mean, why is it that it has to be specifically at the beginning of the year? Because it's just another year and it's just another day and you're going back to work or to college or to school or whatever it is that you do. So perhaps we need to break out a little bit from the beliefs that the next year brings promises and this is my year because it was promised to me or whatnot. And we need to be a little more realistic and say, hey, this is just going to be another way, another year, another day. And, you know, I'm not going to rush things. So my recommendation, sit with yourself. Find out why is it that you want to lose weight. You might think, well, I want to lose weight because I feel bad with myself. I don't like the way I look. Perhaps just because I feel weak. Perhaps because just because I want clothing to fit better. But think and understand that weight has not necessarily anything to do with that. You can lose inches and you can still weigh more, right? You lose fat, you increase muscle mass. If you feel weak, then you're looking for a little more strength and maybe a little more confidence. And exercise helps a lot with that, right? Because that gives you that sense of accomplishment, being able to handle yourself better. However, understand that that will not put you over anybody else. This is just you against you. Don't fall prey of a crazy diet. Believe me, next week is going to be pure bombardment. You're going to put open Instagram. You're going to put open Facebook. You're going to open. And I mean, even I'm going to be one of these trainers who are going to post advertisement and whatnot. And that's important for us as a business. However, I will do it in a realistic way. I will, as I always do, promote health, promote better functionality, more of a practical type of training, whether it is online or in person or whatnot. But in my experience, again, as I said, 90% of the people end up quitting within the first month or so. So perhaps there's something wrong with the way these health and fitness services are being promoted, or the idea in general, which is generally the purpose of this podcast, right? To explore what the heck is going on. I mean, I have an idea, but there are many tangents to this road, if I can say it like that. So don't fall prey for the first offer that you see. Interview. If you are an exerciser, interview the people at the gym or the trainer that you want to hire or whatnot, or, you know, read the reviews and be realistic. You know, if it costs a lot of money and you don't necessarily have that money, don't do the sacrifice because down the road, you're going to end up quitting. I mean, already starting in an exercise program, if you haven't exercised in a while, it's already a sacrifice. So it's not healthy to add up more with your budget, you know, break up your budget, or getting out of your way, out of your normal roads that you take to go from home to work, to get the kids at school or whatnot. I would say adapt these things, this exercise and nutrition that you want to change to your lifestyle and not the other way around. Because the problem is that most of the, and this is sadly true, most of these, you know, trainers and gyms and whatnot will start telling you that you have to change your lifestyle. And change is always there and you can't avoid it.
And of course, you do have to do some changes, but you have to go baby steps with this thing, you know, not jumping like crazy into the river or into the lake without knowing how to swim in those waters. So take it easy. Take one step at a time. Understand that if you fail one day, that doesn't mean that you have failed in life. Understand that when you go to the gym or go to a dietitian or go to a trainer or whatnot, you are doing this for yourself. You're not doing this for that entity or the trainer or the dietitian or whoever it is. So if such people, again, trainer, dietitians or gym trainers or whatnot, make you feel like shit just because you didn't lose the weight that they wanted you to lose and whatnot, you're not failing them. Stay true to yourself. And again, find the why of these things. And, you know, perhaps you don't even need to start losing weight right now because perhaps that's not what you need. And if you feel like you're overweight or if you feel like you're weak or if you feel like you need more confidence, I would recommend for you to, again, sit with yourself and find what it is that is causing that. Because we jump, and this is me being a personal trainer telling people not to jump right away into a trainer. This is sort of like me throwing myself under the train. But, you know, I got to be honest, and I got to be honest with myself, and I got to be honest with you, too. Let's say you're overweight, right? And this is a fact that you're overweight, according to, I don't know, whatever standards. Again, one more time, if you heard the podcast before, I'm not a weight loss type of trainer. Weight does not necessarily take or add from your life or health or whatnot. But anyways, let's just say that you feel like you're overweight. There is something causing that. There is something causing that overweight. There is something that have caused that laziness of you, if you want to see it that way, that laziness of you, you know, not exercising or not eating well and whatnot. And that is normally something that is subconscious, something that is deep within your brain, within your mind, that you don't necessarily see right away. And what happens, and this is something that I have found out over, again, almost 20 years, when people don't sit down and find what it is that is making them, whatever it is, overweight or sick or weak or whatnot, when you don't sit and find what it is, then you end up quitting again. And you go again into that cycle. And it's a vicious cycle, right? Because unfortunately, this society is very weight-centered, very, very look-centered, and very centered. So very, it is very unfortunate. So again, find things that will make you feel better, you. Not feel better because someone else thinks that you're going to feel better, but make you feel better, make you function better. Always look for functionality. And this goes to you trainers too, if you're listening, or yoga teachers or whatever health coach you are. Try to encourage people to find functionality over aesthetics and over you got to look this way or over you have to have this specific body fat percentage or this weight or whatnot. Encourage people to function better. Hey, better breathing, better posture, proper strength to move their body around for whatever it is that they do for our daily living. Let's take athletic type of training away from the practical fitness and regular people's life. Listen, a lawyer who works at an office and goes to court all day, he doesn't need athletic training. He needs good posture. He needs good breathing patterns. He needs good walking patterns, all of the things that he implements in his life. So let's adjust the exercises or movements towards that instead of giving them, you know, like 300,000 reps of this and 300 types of sit-ups because that's going to end up messing them more. we need to help people within the context of their lifestyles, not of our desires. And we need to help people understand that that they need to find ways to do things within the context of their lifestyle and not necessarily things that do not go according to that, right? And as an example, you know, a trainer or a client might call you and say, "Hey, I want to do CrossFit, but this person is a chef, you know, that works 12-16 hour shifts. Perhaps CrossFit is not necessarily the thing that this person knows that or needs." I'm sorry, and I'm not saying. I mean, yeah, I have. CrossFit can be a dangerous thing if you don't do it right, but if you do it right, it could be a really great thing. What I mean is that perhaps this person, what needs is, again, functionality first. And within the context of culinary arts, and I can talk about that because I was a chef and I know how it is, CrossFit is not necessarily the thing that we need, right? There's a lot of joint injuries and back pain and knee pains, and a chef doesn't need that. A chef needs more, I would say, structural alignment, again, breathing patterns, posture, a bunch of mobility because they are moving in tight places with maybe 15 more people around and whatnot. So again, let's do that. And, you know, again, resolutions, this is more to the people out there that are not, if you're not into health or fitness or physical education, wellness or whatnot, set realistic goals. You know, perhaps I don't want to say 100%. This is 99.99% of fact. Most of you will want to lose a bunch of pounds right away, but perhaps 5 pounds in the first month is fucking awesome, you know, and it's something that you might be able to do. Easier than setting up maybe 50 pounds as a goal on the first month, or 30 pounds or 20 pounds, you know, 5 pounds. And that way you go through that process of adaptation, of exercising and whatnot. Exercise, this is my recommendation. Move and exercise till you break a sweat and maybe a couple of more minutes. And then keep building up to that. Versus setting up your mindset of going every day, no matter what, 1.5 hour to the gym, because that's what you got to do, because you're going to end up finding yourself in a conundrum at some point. You're going to say, "Wow, yeah, but I'm missing time with the kids," or "Yeah, but I'm missing time with my partner," or "Holy shit, I've just got out of my normal, you know, route or route to go home and to work and whatnot." So take it easy. Move and exercise as much as you can. And go little by little. It doesn't have to be every day. You can start one day a week. If you haven't exercised in more than 10, 20, even in a year, and it's not your thing to be always active, starting with one day a week, maybe, oh man, that's freaking awesome. And, you know, you got to feel proud about being able to do that. So, yeah, I mean, you know, again, set realistic goals, take it easy. Don't fall prey of crazy advertisement, you know, interview whatever gym owner or trainer or dietitian or whatever and ask them real questions and find the way to, you know what, and perhaps this can be another episode, but I don't have time for all that today. So perhaps next episode. No, next episode we'll talk about aging and all the research I've been doing on aging. So, Just find people who are honest and, you know, read their body language. And if they are looking to, most of the time, those who are selling you that you're going to lose a bunch of weight and you're going to transform your body like you've never had before, you know, in less than 3 months, it's most of the time, you know, of that 90% people who are going to end up quitting, 90% will not be able to accomplish whatever it is that they are selling. It takes time. It takes money. It takes dedication. It takes sacrifice like you've never seen before. And again, perhaps you don't need a magazine body. So anyways, realistic goals, take it easy. Same thing with the diet and nutrition, you know, go and implement one vegetable at a time and see if you like it and find ways to cook it. Learn how to cook. And just by learning how to cook and control what goes into your food, it's extremely healthy itself. So and take baby steps. Again, if you skipped one day, that's not failing. And don't let anybody tell you that you have failed because you skipped one day of exercising or you skipped one day of a diet or just because one day there was a birthday and you ate a cake. That's not failing. That's life. And I think if you are a hardworking person, a hard studying person, you deserve to enjoy life. Just don't abuse. All right. And well, I'm going to close with this here. News before I close, for next year, which is next week, I'll be definitive with this in the next episode, but I may start posting, instead of every week, I will perhaps start posting episodes every 2 weeks, because as I said in my previous episode about consciousness, I would just go and listen to it. I recommend it. Of course, I recommend it. It's my podcast. I wanted to go more towards the sharing research papers and books and things that I've been reading a lot for my book and for the podcast, much more than me posting my opinion or ranting about something. I may do that, but it's not going to be necessarily that often. But all of these, you know, papers and research and whatnot takes time for reading and to process. And on top of that, what I am studying for other things, regarding my credentials and of course managing my business and whatnot. So perhaps I may, for next year now, is every 2 weeks. And again, I'll be sharing a lot more about books and research papers and journals and more peer-reviewed information rather than normal magazine articles and whatnot. Although there are good reference points, just perhaps to make a point. But again, much more on the other side of scientific science and fact-based information. But again, that takes time to read, to process, and all that. So I'll be posting most likely 1 week yes, 1 week no, 1 week yes, 1 week no, and so on. Okay. Thank you for listening. Keep listening to this podcast from whatever platform that you're using. I will be always posting my contact information for you to shoot me, you know, give me a shout out. Let me know what you think about the podcast. Let me know what you think I should present. I posted on my Instagram about my interest in much more interest now in contact interviewing people in the podcast. And there is a list there. So I'll put my Instagram link there. I purchased a webcam that gives me a better quality than my laptops. So I'll be reviving my YouTube channel. So the podcast will be video and audio for those of you who prefer whichever, but also the camera will serve a lot for the interviews and all that. So go to my Instagram account. You will find me at quantum.fithealth, quantum.fithealth. You will have all the information there. So if you are one of the professional that is always within the or works within the health, fitness, education, science industry, and it's all related, then just let me know. I would like to talk to you. So I got the camera, reviving a YouTube channel, we'll start posting every 2 weeks instead of every week. And I think if I forget about something, I'll remember later and mention it in next episode. Next episode most likely is going to be about aging. The process of aging is very interesting. I'm reading a book a philosophy book that is called The Hero with a Thousand Faces. And there is a passage that I read that sort of like woke my interest in the aging process. So I'll be finding some research and reading some passages about from the book and some statistics and whatnot, and we'll go from there. And perhaps then I'll bring you know, the aspects of consciousness and cognition within that episode. Okay. And again, if you are someone who works with older people and who are a professional in this area, let me know, and perhaps I will make it happen and have you in a podcast for that episode next week. All right. So anyways, Merry Christmas for, if I didn't say Merry Christmas, I said Merry Christmas in past episodes last week. But I hope you have a happy, awesome New Year's Eve and have a happy new year. And I'll talk to you next week. I'm sorry. All right. Have a good one, everybody. Oh, again, hey, let me know what you think about the podcast. Go to anchor.fm and find my podcast there, anchor.fm. And there's an app, and you can find me there. And there is a button in my podcast that you can send me a voicemail. I would like to hear about you. Let me know about you. Where are you from? Where are you listening to? You know, whatever it is that you do. And why you like my podcast. And again, things that you feel like I should present in the podcast. You know, make me one of your favorites. Subscribe to my podcast wherever it is that you're listening to. If you are in Apple Podcasts, leave me a review there. Shoot me an email. And that's it. All right. Oh, there is it in my Anchor. There is also a donation button. I've been asking for donations to be able to, well, you know, dedicate more time to the podcast and for research and for the book and for, you know, keep bringing more interesting stuff that might be helpful to you, whether you are a health professional or just a regular person who likes to learn. And there's different options there, 99 cents, $4.99. And I think it was the other one is $10.99 or $13.99. I remember a month. And you can just do that once and then unsubscribe, or you can just do that every month, up to you. But it'll be appreciated. Okay. So next week on, we'll start doing the videos too for the podcast. So if you haven't seen me before, you're going to see a Puerto Rican bald guy in that camera talking a lot about health and fitness and education and psychology and philosophy and theories and whatnot. All right. Happy New Year. Talk to you next week. Bye.